Today's daf is Yevamos daf Yud Dalet, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Today's daf is being learnt Le'ilui Nishmas, Harav Groinim ben Rabbi Yaakov, Harav Groinim Lezevnik, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Levracha. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, we began the second Mishnah of Mesachtes Yevamos, which is very much a continuation of the first Mishnah of Mesachtes Yevamos. It deals with an erva that falls to Yibum, the halacha, that an erva is potem in a chalitza min a Yibum, a tzaras erva is potem in a chalitza min a Yibum, and a tzaras erva, a tzoyif ha'olam, is potem min a chalitza u'min a Yibum. The Mishnah said that although the halacha of erva and Tzara Serva was stated as a Stam Mishnah on Daf Beis, really b'machloikis shnoya. It's really totally machloikis, not just any machloikis, but a big-time machloikis. A machloikis that was oimed b'rumay shaloyim, as we're going to see in the coming Dafin, a machloikis between Beishamay and Beisil. In other words, the Shita of the Mishnah, that a tzaras erva and a tzaras erva at soifa oilam apatim and a chalitzim and a yibum is really only shitas beisil. Beishamai argued, Beishamai held that a tzaras erva and certainly a tzaras erva at soifa oilam are regular yevamis, and the halacha is their zika, and if the yavam wants he could do yibum, if the yavam wants he could do chalitza. Now, just to be clear, as it relates to the erva herself, that's pashut. Even Beishamai agrees to Beisil. There's no chalitza and there's no yibum. The machlokes between Beishamai and Beisil is with regards to the halacha of tzaras erva. So today's daf is going to begin with two pshatim in the Gemara as to my time of the Beishamai. Why is it the Beishamai disagreed with Beisil with regards to the halachas of tzaras erva? Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, my time of the Beishamai. What's pshat in shitas Beishamai? Now, before we even see what Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, and before we see the second pshat on the Gemara, the first toisus on the Yamin, frey toisus v'im toimar. I don't understand the kasha. Ala rishonim anu mitzdarim. We had a whole festa, 10 dafin plus of Gemara that discussed my time the Beisil, what the Makar is to the Allah of Tzara Serva. We had the Brides on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Litzrar, we had Shitas Rebbe on Daf Ches, we had Rav Ashi as it relates to Tzara's Svara, Sugya Arucha with an Aleph and with an Ayin as to what the time of Beisil is with regards to the halacha of Tzara Serva. So you want to know my time, the Beishamai? Beishamai doesn't hold of Litzra. Beishamai doesn't hold of Rebbe's Drasha. Beishamai doesn't have the Makar to Tzara Serva. If he doesn't have the Makar to Tzara Serva, then he wouldn't have the halacha of Tzara Serva. Beishamai doesn't have to defend its position. Beisil is the one that has to defend its position. It's Tosfos Kasha, Ayin Sham. Either way, says the Gemara, Om Reb Shimon Ben Pazi, what is Pshana Beishamai that doesn't hold the halacha of Tzara Serva? The Chesed, because the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Yibum, and Beishamai made an interesting diak. Chutza michlal de ikka pnimis. Beishamai understood that the word hachutza is defining the eshes hameis, as if to say there's a situation where two yevamis fell a yibum. One of them was a chutza. She was on the outside looking in. The other one was pnimis. She was more from anshe shloimeinu. The one that's chutza is not an erva to the yavam. The one that's primis is an erva to the yavam. Zok de Mishnah, lo yisiya eshes hameis hachutza v'ishzar. The pasuk saying that the eshes hameis, that's the chutza, the one that's not a karev, she has an iser that she's not allowed to go and marry somebody else. In other words, there's a zika. In other words, yavama yavayala, like the pasuk continues, ulekacha lo yisha v'yidma. So you see clearly that when there's a chutza and a pnimis, it's the pnimis that has no yibum v'chalitza. But as it relates to the chutza, she does. Ay, she's a tzara serva. This is the makar to Beishamai, that there's no halacha of tzara serva. Meaning, v'amar rachmano leisiyah, the Torah said very clearly, leisiyah, that there's an iser, yavama l'shuk, zoysay maris, she falls yibum. So you see that a tzara serva falls Beisil. What does Beisil do with the word hachutza? They use it for what Rabbi Yehuda Marav darsh. How do you know that if a Yevama gets married to somebody, there's a loisase in the Torah, loisia eshes hamayis achutz alizar, that a Yevama who's pending Gibur Mechalitz is not let it just go marry anybody. Now, how do you know, said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, that if Yevama does marry somebody, that the Kedushin is Taifis? Now, That's a chiddush, and that the kedushin is not toifas, which is of course a chiddush. Why? Because ordinarily chayvei lavin kedushin are toifas. This one shita Rabbi Akiva that holds that kedushin is not toifas b'chayvei lavin. But other than shita's Rabbi Akiva, the chachamim hold that kedushin is toifas b'chayvei lavin. So Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said a grace a chiddush. He said a yivama l'shuk. Even though she's a chayvei lavin, still kedushin is not toifas. And he learned it shenema because the pasuk says loisia eishes ames hachutzna leishzar, and we learn from there loisia ba havah. But apparently, it's from the word hachutza, that's part of the drasha, that we learn that kedushin is not toifis b'yivam al-shuk. So, Beishamai uses the word hachutza to tell me mechlal de'ikapnimis, that's aras ervas muteris. What does Beisil do with this drasha? Beisil uses it to teach me that halacha that kedushin is not toifis b'yivam al-shuk. Says the Gemara Beishamai. How does Beishamai know kedushin is not toifis b'yivam al-shuk? Because miksiv lachutz, chutza ksiv. Meaning, Beishamai held that it's not mistaber that the word hachutza is coming to teach me the issa yivam al-shuk. It sounds that kedushin is not toifis, b'yivam al-shuk, but rather it's mashma that the word is coming to define the yivama and to teach me that the yivama, that's a tzaras erva, is going to be asa l'shuk, meaning that a tzaras erva is going to be subject to the laws of yivam. Why would we say that? Beishamai said, if it would have said the word lachutz, like siya eshes hames lachutz, then it would sound like what the pasuk is saying is that there's an isser for the yavama to get married, and if she gets married, she tries going lachutz, the kedusha is not going to be toifas. That's what that word is coming to teach me. Lachutz would sound like it's discussing where the yavama is going, and it's telling me a halach about any ishus that she tries to initiate with somebody else. You should know, even though it's only a chayvei lavin, still that ishus is not going to be in effect. But hachutza sounds more like it's an adjective that's describing the yavama, and therefore, what it must be talking about is the yavama. That's a chutzah. She has loisia, meaning there's a zika, there's an issi yavama l'shog. The halacha, she's going to fall the yivam. So the Gemara says, "So Beisil, kimin the chsev chutzah, kiman the chsev l'chutz tami." Beisil told Beishamai, "I don't agree with the diak. There's no difference between the word chutzah and between the word lachutz. It actually means the same thing. Chutzah is just another way of saying lachutz." The Tanya to Brayso, Nechemya said, "Kol tevish etzurich lamed b'tchilasa." Any word that would require a lamed before the word, meaning you want to say to someplace. So what would you traditionally do? You would put a lamed. Hit the ba'akas of hey b'saifa. Sometimes the pasuk will, instead of putting a lamed in the beginning of the word, would put a hey at the end of the word to make the same point. V'tanit Rabbi Shmuel, and in the yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to give examples of this. Kegoin elim, elima. What does elima mean? Two elim. It's as if it would say le'elim. Machanayim. How would you say to machanayim? Machanayma. Mitzrayim. How would you say to Mitzrayim? Mitzrayma. Divlasayma. Yerushalayma. Midbara. The point is, it's all the same thing. The Chassidim say over in the name of Ramendel of Orka. So he was known as Ramendel HaShaskin. He was a big Shaskin. He didn't talk a lot. So he once said that, what's pshat in this chazal? Kol tevesh etzricha lamed betchilasa hitala akasav hei besayfa. Really, if you could have put a lamed in the beginning, so just put a lamed in the beginning. Why are you putting a hay at the end? What's the kunz of putting your hay in the end? Just put a lamin in the beginning. So he said, Vais dois, if you could be quiet, you can leave out one letter, even a little bit longer, it's kedai. So instead of using the lamed in the beginning, instead put the hay in the end, if you can make the same point, because you'll be able to be a shaskin, you'll be able to be quiet, a drop longer. Bottom line, says the Gemara, Reshamai holds from the fact that it says the word hachutza, that's the makar, that's saras ervas muteres. What does Beisil do with the word hachutza? Beisil uses it to teach me lachutz, to teach me that kedushin's not toifis b'yavam al-shok. So the Gemara, Beisshamai, the Rabbi Yehuda Maraminalu, how does Beisshamai know that kedushin is not toifis b'yavam al-shok? Mila ish zar nafka. They learn it from the word le'ishzar, that's extra in the pasuk. That's what teaches me that kedushin is not toifis b'yavam al-shuk beisil nami teipik lumen le'ishzar. Why doesn't Beisil learn the fact that yavam is not toifis, that kedushin is not toifis b'yavam al-shuk from le'ishzar? Why do they need hachutza for that? So the Gemara says enochinami, they do. If that's the case, chutza l'amali. What do they do with the word chutza? Le'rabbi tzvar rusa. It's coming to teach me something else. It's coming to teach me that kiyesh v'achem yachdav u'meis achem mehem. And the brother that died was married, but all he had was erisin. All he had was kedushin. So kedai t'chamina, I would have thought that maybe an arusa doesn't fall the yibam. Kamash v'lan that an arusa falls the yibam. Meaning the halacha is that even an arusa falls the yibam. What's yibam? There's two brothers. One is married. He has no children. And then he dies. So how married does he have to be? Is it enough that he had Erusin / Kedushin? They're the same thing. Or would he have had to have completely consummated the marriage? Would he have had to have had the Nisuin? Zok Beisul, there would have been a Hava Mina that maybe they shouldn't have to be Nisuin. Kamash Malam Loisia Eshes Ames HaChutza. Even if she's a Chutza, even if she's married but on the outside looking in, she's not 100% married, even that would be enough in order to require Allah of Yibam. Tosfos says that why would you think that you need Nisuin? Throughout the Torah, marriage is usually defined as Erisin. Once there's Erisin, she's an Eshes Ish. If someone's Mezana with her, he's Chayv Misa. If someone has a child with her, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Why here would you think different? So Tosfos says, because the Pasuk, when it talks about Yibam and it talks about Chalitza, so it says the Lashon of Beis Achiv. And which the word bayis usually means nesuin. So I would have thought that the only time there's yibum is when you're building beis achiv. But when your ach never had a bayis, he never had nesuin, all he had was erisin. So there would have been a havamina. Maybe in that case, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Kamash from Yisrael says, that's why I need achutza. How does Beishamai know that halacha? Beishamai uses the word achutza to teach mitzara, servus, mutaris. How does Beishamai know the halacha that even an arusa falls the yibum? Mechutza hachutza. It doesn't just say chutza, it says ha-chutza, and that teaches me a second drasha of the Iduch Beitzul, chutza ha-chutza le-mashal. They don't dash in the word ha-chutza. The bottom line is, this is Reb Shimon ben Pazi, this is the first makar in the Gemara, the shitas Beishamai that tzaras erves muteres. Has Beishamai no tzaras erves muteres? Why don't they dash in Litzra? Why didn't they dash in Ukochel like the Isha V'Yibma like Rebbe did on Dafches? Teretz is because Beishamai had a drasha in the parish of Yibam to be mafkia all those other drashas to tell me that Tzara Serva is really mutter. It says Loisia Eishes Hameis Hachutza. The Eishes Hameis Hachutza. The Tzara Serva. Why would a Tzara Serva be referred to as a Chutza? Chutza Mechal Deik Primus. The Primus is the Erva. The Chutza is the Tzara Serva. Kamash Malon that she's also to get married Lashok. Kamash Malon that there's a mitzvah of Yavama Yavayalel Lekachalei Leisha. Kamash Malon that there's a Zika. Zaysemeres, that Tzara's Erva is Muteres. What does Beisil do with the word Hachutza? Lamaskana, Beisil uses it to teach me a very important halacha, and that is that not only does an Asua fall the Yibam, but an Arusna falls the Yibam as well. Zok the Gemara Vayit, the Rava Amar. Rava said a different pshat. He said, Tamayu the Beishamai, one of the Beishamai that holds that Tzara's Erva is Muteres. It's based on a Shas halacha, and that is the Ein Isser Chalalissa. It's because Beishamai holds that really an Erva herself doesn't fall the Yibam. And the reason is because the Isser Erva is never going to be Chal on a Yavama, because every Yavama is really an Eshazach. And because she's an Eshazach, so this additional Erva never really went into effect. And if the additional Erva never went into effect, so the Tzara is never going to be a Tzara Serva. In order for a Tzara to be a Tzara Serva, you would need that one of the wives of Reuven is an Erva. The other one would Memela become a Tzara Serva. But being that Ein Nesechal Alisser, so the Erva is not really an Erva. And because she's not really an Erva, Memela the Tzara is not a Tzara Serva. And just to be clear, even though when there's Yibum, there's a Heter Eshazach, but that's just when the brother dies. So Reuven dies, he leaves over a wife. That wife is an Eshazach. So the halach is that although ordinarily Eshazach is one of the arayas in the Torah, but the makam Yibum, there's no Isser Eshazach. That's the mitzvah of Yibum, that you don't worry about the Eshazach. But that's partial. Before Reuven died, there was an Isser Eshazach. So once there's an Isser Eshazach, any other erva is never going to be chal. Where it's going to manifest itself is that when Reuven dies, and now all of a sudden there's a heter eshazach, that other erva, the maisa, was never chal. And because that other erva was never chal, so memelo, the tzara never ended up being a tzara's erva. But the Gemara says that that's not so posh, because teinach, that's all good. Hechad the nasa meis, v'achekach nasa chal. Meaning, let's pick one of the 15 arayas. Let's pick the erva of Achay Sisha. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to two wives. One of the wives is Shimon's wife's sister, which is an Achay Sisha. So now that Reuven dies, his Achay Sisha doesn't fall Yibam, and that's the parish of Erva and the parish of Tzara's Erva. So let's say Reuven would have been the one that got married first. So, and then afterward, Shimon got married. So it's very good that the Isser Achay Sisha was never chal. Also, Isser Achay Sisha, v'chayla Isser Eshazach. Being that first Reuven got married, so Reuven's wife was also to Shimon because of Eshazach. Then Shimon married her sister. So now, in theory, Reuven's wife is also an Achay Sisha, but because they're in Isser Chal Alisser, this Achay Sisha is never chal. Thus, when Reuven dies, the tzara won't be a tzara sachis isha. But what would be in the case if Shimon got married first, and then afterwards Reuven got married, achis isha kodem? So achis isha is going to be the one that came first. And if achis isha is going to be the one that came first, so in that case, when Reuven dies, there is an Isra Achis Isha. If there's an Isra Achis Isha, so the other wife should be a Tzaras Achis Isha. She should be a Tzaras Erva. She's a Tzaras Erva. She should be Aser. So Enes Achal Aliser can explain Beishamai in certain instances, but it certainly can't explain Beishamai in all instances. So the Gemara says that's not true. That the truth is, Enes Achal Aliser could explain Beishamai in all instances. Not only in a case of Nasa Chai Vachach Nasa Meis, but even in a case of Nasa Meis Vachach Nasa Chai, and really in all 15 Arayas, every single case of Erva, we can understand Shitas Beis Shammai by incorporating the principle of Enes Achal Aliser. How's that? The reason is because once Reuven married Shimon's Erva, then when Reuven marries her, the Isser Eishasach is Nachal. Ordinarily, Shimon would be also to Reuven's Eishasach, because if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, so Reuven's wife will be an Eishasach to Shimon. But let's say Reuven married Bitoy Shal Shimon, or Bas Bita, or Bas Bina, or Bas Ishta, or Bas Bina, or Bas Bita, or Chamoisa, Im Chamoisa, Im Chama, pick any case you want. So the Erva was Chal first. Now that they got married, the Isser Eishasach is Nachal. If the Isser Eishasach is Nachal, then what's going to end up happening is Havalot Tzoras Erva Shloime Makom Mitzvah. So it's going to come out that if there's no Isser Eishasach, so the Tzoras Erva is not a regular Tzoras Erva, because it's a Tzoras Erva without an Isser Eishasach. And if it's a Tzoras Erva without an Isser Eishasach, Shayish is going to be Mutter. Meaning, Mamonavshach, the Erva is not going to be an Erva. Either the Erva is not going to be an Erva because the Isser Erva is not going to be Chal, or the Erva is not going to be an Erva because the Isser Eishasach is not going to be Chal. And if the Isser Eishasach is not Chal, then there's no Nefila L'Yibum. And if there's no Nefila L'Yibum, then the Tzoras is not a tzaras erva. But Maman of Shachzok the Gemara, if Beishamai would hold Enes Achal Aliser, there's no mokum at all for the halach of tzaras erva. And the reason is because Maman of Shach, the erva doesn't fall the Yibam. Either the erva doesn't fall the Yibam because the Eishasach was there first, Enes Achal Aliser, so the Isser erva is Nachal, or the erva doesn't fall the Yibam because the erva was there first and the Eishasach wasn't Chal. And if there's no Eishasach, then there's no Yibam. Maman of Shach, there's no erva in Yibam. Either because there's no erva or because there's no Yibam. Because of the fact there's no Eishasach. But Maman of Shach, the Tzor is not a Tzor Reserva. So if there's no Tzor Reserva, then it's moving. Why there's no Isser Tzor Reserva? Because there's no Metzias of Tzor Reserva. That's what Beisham Ayol's Tzor Reserva Mutar. So the truth is, Rav Shita is not such an easy Shita. And the truth is, it's really totally in a sugya that we're going to learn later in the Mesachta in Perek Arba Achin. So we'll go through it a little bit better then. But for now, my Tamayo de Beishamay, the Gemara said two Pshatim. Rav Shimon ben Pazi and Rav. Shimon ben Pazi said, as learned from a Pasuk, a much clearer Pshat. Like, the pnimis is the erva, the chitzoina, the chutza is the tzaras erva, and the Torah says is a zika. There's an issue of amalashok. So you say meres tzaras erva muteres. The second shot is it's based on the loch of enes achal lizer, which is just more of a hechatimtza to say that there really is no tzaras erva. And if there's no tzaras erva, then kamuv and tzaras erva is going to be modest. It's just worth mentioning that Tosfos asks an obvious question, that according to Rava, that the reason a tzaras erva, according to Beis Shammai, falls liyibum, is because ein isachal alisa, so the tzaras erva is not really the tzara of an erva, because the erva herself is not an erva in the yibum. So if that's the case, so why does Beis Shammai hold that the erva is potem in a yibum min achalitza? L'chayra, if ein isachal alisa on the erva, just like that's a reason that the tzara shouldn't be a tzara serva, and that should be a reason that the erva herself should fall yibum. And from the Mishnah, it's mashma that by shamai matirin hatzaras lach. They only argued regarding the tzara; they didn't argue with regards to the erva herself. So Tosfos asks the kasha. Tosfos gets involved in a concept known as mitla toli v'koy, which is really a sugya that we're going to learn be'ezus Hashem in Perek Arba Achin. But for now, all we need is ravas pshat, and really the two pshatim in the Gemara, as it relates to why Beis Shammai holds that a tzaras erva is mut. So going back to the Mishnah discussed the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Bissel, and the Mishnah said some nafkaminas. The first nafkamina would be, what happens if a tzaras erva falls liyibum, and then the yavam did chalitza to the tzaras erva? So the Mishnah, Beis Shammai poisav anakahuna, according to Beis Shammai, she has a din of a chalutza. Bissel machshir, according to Bissel, she doesn't have a din of a chalutza. It's very simple. According to Beis Shammai, a tzaras erva has a din yibum. It is a din yibum. is a din chalitza. The chalitza is a chalitza. If that's the case, she's a regular chalutza. Chalutza is also to a kohen. She's going to be also to a kohen. Beisil's machshirim. Why is Beisil machshirim? Because according to Beis Hillel, she never fell a yibum. So the chalitza was not a real chalitza. It was nothing. It was a chuk of a tlula. So if it wasn't a real chalitza, she doesn't have a din chalutza. She doesn't have a din chalutza. The halach is she's going to be mutter to a kohen. The Mishnah said another nafkamina. What would be nisiyabno? What would be if the yavam did yibum? Bishamay machshirim. In this case, it's the opposite. Bishamay says that she's going to be kosher. He was mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. He did a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the Taryag mitzvahs. She also did a mitzvah according to a lot of achrayim. So it's mamish gevalt. So if that's the case, she's kosher. She's an isha ksheira. That's mekayim mitzvahs in the Torah. Or the Beis Hillel paisel. According to Beis Hillel, what just took place was a chayve krisos. It was eishes ach shloibim akam mitzvah. So if it was a chayve krisos, the halach is that she has a din of a zoyna, and the halach is she's going to be pasul to who? She's going to be pasul to kayhan. Zok to gemara. Cholzu b'shami paisel v'chulu pshita. Mar says pasha. Meaning, these two cheshbonos that we just made, first chalitza, then yibum. It's pasha, obviously. According to Beis Shammai, she's a yivama. If she's a yivama, that's my fellas, the yibum v'chalitza, if the yavam does chalitza, so obviously she's going to be pasul to a kain. According to Beis Hillel, there is no din chalitza. So obviously if the yavam does chalitza, it's nothing. Why does the Mishnah have to speak it out? So the Gemara says, lafuke Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. It's coming lafuke Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, who we're going to learn about in tomorrow's daf, to Omar, who said, "Bo unasakin lam mitzaris shiu cholzois v'loy mesiavus." Yechon ben Uri wanted to be machriya between Mishnah and Misol. As we're going to see, there was a lot of drama. We'll see it in today's daf, more in tomorrow's daf, even more in the next daf, between Mishnah and Misol, specifically related to the halach of tzaras erva. Why? Because there was a lot at stake. According to Beis Hillel, a tzaras erva is an eishes ach shloi b'makom mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, it is a mitzvah day reisa to go be miyabim a tzaras erva. You can see why there would be a lot of implications. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri wanted to be machriya. And he said, I have an idea. Let's just do chalitza. You do chalitza, you yoytza everybody. You do chalitza, according to Beis Hillel, you're not being boil eishes ach shloi b'makom mitzvah. And according to Beis Shammai, at least you be mekayim mitzvah chalitza. It's not l'chatchila, but at least you be mekayim mitzvah chalitza. It's going to be okay. So Rabbi Yechon ben Uri wanted that you should always do chalitza, because according to Beis Shammai, you fulfill the mitzvah, albeit plan B. And according to Beis Hillel, there's no loss. It's not a problem. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, it would be mistaber that even Beis Hillel would hold that a tzaras erva, that God chalitza would be also to a kohen. Because being the chazal are being massacred at din chalitza, so maybe she should be a chalutza and she should be also to a kohen. Right? The whole issa chalutza to a kohen is at the rabbanon. So you would think that maybe the rabbanon would incorporate that. That's the chiddush of Mishnah. Kamash b'on the Beis Hillel machshirin, and that there's no chalitza, and that if you do chalitza, it's garnished, and therefore the halacha is it should be mutter to a kohen. Nisiyab, and the Mishnah said, Beis Hillel Baislin, if they did even according to Beis Hillel, she's going to be possible. Why? Because it was eishes ach shloi b'makom mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, it's going to be okay. Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. That we certainly don't need. Meaning, we just explained a little bit maybe why the Mishnah had to say that if you did chalitza, it's nothing according to Beis Hillel. I hear. But Yibam for sure is a bias nos according to Beis Hillel. For sure, it's not according to Beis Shammai. So why does the Mishnah have to speak it out? Why is the Mishnah being so wordy? Right? The Mishnah is usually much stingier when it comes to words. La'olam yishana adam l'tamid b'derech kitzarit, underpinned Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's seder of the entire Mishnayos. So all of a sudden now we're talking out things that really we shouldn't have to say. So the Gemara says, I hear, aba aydi the tana chaltzu tana nami misyabmu. That's in the signun of Mesachtes Yevamos, that once we say a nafkimina between Mishnah and Besil as relates to if you did chalitza, so the Tana already is speaking out what the nafkimina between Mishnah and Besil would be when you did yibum hagam, that as it relates to doing yibum, really it's poshet, that according to Beis Shammai, it's going to be fine, she'll be an isha ksher, and according to Besil, she's going to be an isha psul. Then the Mishnah continued. And the Mishnah said something that's not only interesting as it relates to the sugyas that we're learning here in the beginning of Yevamos, but it's something that's it's interesting and really fascinating from a historical perspective, and really gives us a lot of insight into the worlds of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that is, the Mishnah said, could I see it inside again? Even though there were major nafgaminas and halacha between this machloikis, whether tzaras erva muteres or tzaras erva asura, but nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashim mi Beis Hillel, v'loy Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they used to intermarry, meaning if someone from Beis Shammai was read a shidduch from Beis Hillel, they would pick up on the shidduch and vice versa. They had no problem. Why would you think there was a problem? Because as we're going to see, just from what we've seen already, there could be tremendous nafgaminas where an isha could be an isha ksheira in the world of Beis Shammai, and an isha psul in the world of Beis Hillel. and Azoy Vaiter. So you could have deheard very much that maybe when it came to Shaduchim, maybe they would have stayed far away from each other. Zoch the Mishnah, they didn't. And then the Mishnah said, the same is true in the world of Tumah V'Tayr. That Kol HaTayris V'Atmeya Shoya Elam HaTayr V'Elam HaTamin Lo'inimnu Oysen Tayris Elo Gabi Elam. That they used to lend each other food and kalim and clothing, and they weren't concerned about the world of Tumah V'Tayr, even though they had very different positions in the world of Tumah V'Tayr. So with that backdrop, the Gemara now is going to discuss a very interesting shaila, a sugya, the sugya that's known as loisis goydedu, and as we'll see, it's very much going to tie in to the topic of the day, it's going to tie in to the seifa of the Mishnah. So to Heilige Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, Shtikel in Yonah Diyoma, Megillah Nikras, Ba'achad Asar, Ubishteim Asar, Ubishloisha Asar, Ubarba Asar, Ubechamisha Asar, Leipachas V'leyoyser. So we know the Megillah could be read either on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, or Tezvah. It can never be read earlier than Yud Aleph. It can never be read later than Tezvah. But there were five possible days that the Megillah could have been read. What was the Cheshbon? Most people read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, Adar. The people that lived in cities that were walled by Moshe Shobanon, they read the Megillah on Tezvav. And the Kfarim were Makdim Liyay Makrisa, which meant either Yud Aleph, or Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel. So the Gemara, Amale Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechman. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechman. He said, Rebbe, he says, I don't understand this Mishnah. The first Mishnah of Mesachas Megillah, a Mishnah that every little kid in Cheder knows. That you can read the Megillah, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, and Tezvav. He said, Ikri Khan, aren't we violating the principle in the Torah of Lois Nisgoydedo? Which means, Loisasu Agudes Agudes. Now, what does it say in the Torah, Lois Nisgoydedo? It's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, Bonim Atam Lashem Alekechem, Lois Nisgoydedo, for Loisasimu Karcha Ben Einechem Lames. Pashup Shan in the pasuk, as the Gemara is going to say in 1 second, it's talking about a person who lost a close relative. And once upon a time, there was a pagan custom that when a relative would die, they would start scratching themselves, they would tear hair out, and they would act in a way of excessive mourning. And the Torah says the Yid's not allowed to do that. Why not? Because banim atam l'Hashem Elokeinu. We've spoken about this in the past. Different Rishonim say different Pshatim and what the connection is. Markedisle, Hatzad HaShav HaShemahem. It's a beautiful message that the Torah is saying that a Yid mourns differently than the way a Ben Noach mourns. But the bottom line is, it says in the Torah, Loisis Goydedu. And Reish Lakish said that we have a Messiah that in Loisis Goydedu liknocha alacha. And that is Loisasu Agudas Agudas. That you then have to be careful not to follow different minhagim and not to keep different dinim, because if you're going to do that, you're going to make agudos, different kfutzos, different bundles of yidin. It's not going to be a good thing. So as Kasha was, how could the Megillah be read on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav? You're going to have parts of Klai Yisrael reading on Yud Aleph, parts on Tezvav. And depending on when the Yom HaKnis is, there'll be parts of Klai Yisrael potentially reading it on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. You're going to have 3 different days that Jews are reading from the Megillah. L'chura, that's a violation of the principle of Loisis Goydedu, which means Loisasu Agudas Agudas. Now Rashi says, what's this idea of Loisis Goydedu? Leisasu agudas agudas. So it's good to see Rashi inside. Rashi says, Dinira kenoyagin beis toiros. It looks like the Yidden are observing 2 Torahs. Kishakoyin Kfarim is a Megillah b'Yom Knisa. Va'yoris Gedolus b'Yudalid. Umukaf and Chaim b'Tezvav. So it looks like we have 2 Torahs, and that's not a good thing. The optics are terrible. It looks like 2 Torahs. Klai Yisrael was Mekabel 1 Torah. Ki'ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Now all of a sudden we're doing Agudas Agudas. And for that reason there was such a Kepeda. That's the time of the Kra behind Loisasu Agudas. But either way, the Kasha was, Reish Lakish said, if there's Alacha Loisis Koydu Loisasu Agudas Agudas, how can the Megillah be read in all these different days? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan told him, you're darshaning from Loisis Koydu Loisasu Agudas Agudas, hi Loisis Koydu Mimbaylei Legufe. Don't you need it for the actual Pashup Shan in the Pasik to Amr Rahmanu Loisasu Chabura Almeis? They're not like a Chabura. Meaning, had you come from Loisis Koydu, which is talking about reacting to a mace, to Leisasu Agudas Agudas. Reish Lakish said, "Came Leimakro Loisig Goydedu. My Loisis Goydedu. That extra stuff. Shema Mina Lahachiudas. Faith Gemara Veimakuli Lahachiudas. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell me Leisasu Agudas Agudas. Maybe there is no Pshutah Shal Mikra. Maybe that pasuk completely doesn't mean don't make Chabur Lameis. Maybe this is all it means. Again, Came Leimakro Loisig Goydedu." Same deal. My Loisis Goydedu Shmami Natarti. So the bottom line is, the Pshutei Shal Mikra is referring to Loisasu Chabur Lomis, but there's an extra stuff that teaches me a Sekhman Halachim, and that is Loisasu Agudas Agudas. So again, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, Megil Nekras Yidal, Yubayz Yigimel Yidal Tezvav, what happened to Loisis Goydedu? Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Ad Kan, Loishanis, I don't understand. You waited until Mesachtas Megillah to ask this kasha? You could have asked it a year earlier in the Daf Yomi Machsa, right? You could have asked it in a Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim. Mishnah says, "Makim Shenagu Lasis Malach Barbi Pesachim Ad Chasoyis Oisim." Makim Shenagu Shaloi Lasis Ein Oisim. Another classic Mishnah, and that is, once upon a time there were different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. There were places that they would do Malacha Erev Pesach up until Chatzos, and there were places that they would not do Malacha Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. Now, from Chatzos ve'elach, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Mikra din, it's also to do Malacha. But up until Chatzos, it's Mutar. Stating that, there were places where the minig was to do Malacha. There were other places that the minig was not to do Malacha. So the Mishnah says, what are you supposed to do? Depends on where you live. If you live in a Makam Shanagu, lasis Malacha, do Malacha. If you live in a Makam Shanagu, loy las Malacha, then you shouldn't do Malacha. So, Rabbi Yechon told Reish Lakish, if you hold of Leisus Koide, you hold as a Musig of Leisasu, Agudais, Agudais. So, why are you okay with that? You're okay with the fact that in some places the minig is to do Malacha, some places it's not. I'm talking to you about Issa v'Heter. The halacha that some people read the Megillah on one day and some people read it on another day, that's not a minig, that's a din. How do I know that? Megillah that based. Amr Hashem Barabba, Amr Rabbi Yechon, L'kayim Isimea Purim Bizmaneim. Zmanim Harbe Tiklu Lehem Chachamim. Chachamim specifically gave Zmanim Harbe, and the Gemara over there says, Zmanim Shazel, like Zmanim Shazel, that different people have different Zmanim. So I'm asking you a kasha where you have dinim that violate Loisus Koy to do. Vat Amr Limin Haga? A minig is a different deal. What's the oimik? What's Loisus Koy to do? Rashi said, Dinir Kanoyag in base Tyrus. If there's dinim, you have a din, do it this way, I have a din, do it that way, I would never do it on your day, you would never do it on my day. So that looks like you're creating agudas, agudas. That's the spirit of the law of Leisus Kaidu. But Snam is different than Hagen. That's a much more like the thing. So you can see that a minig is different. So he says, you want to know why I asked for the Mishnah Megillah? I knew the Mishnah Psachim, but that was minig. I didn't feel like that was such a stark akasha. This is a much starker akasha. But the Gemara says, Vasim Lavi Surah Havir. In that Mishnah Psachim, there's no Isser. There actually is. If you go back to that Mishnah, the Mishnah that discusses doing Melach Erev Pesach, there's a Machloikis, and the Machloikis over there actually discusses Isser. Well, Tanan, what does the Mishnah say? Balaylo. If somebody wants to do Melach the night of Erev Pesach, meaning Leil Yudal, the night before the Seder, the Leil Badikas Chometz, B'Shamayim B'Shamayis Oysrim, B'Shamayis says you're not allowed to, B'Sol Matirim, and B'Sol says, your mutter. What do you see? You see that there was a Machloikis in B'Shamayim B'Sol. And the assumption is, although this is very much going to be the topic of the remainder of the daf, that the people of Beis Shammai probably didn't do Malacha, and the people of Beis Sol probably did do Malacha. So if that's the case, there were Agudas Agudas. So, Frank the Gemara, Rish Lakish, why do you have to jump to the first Mishnah Megillah to find a case of Agudas Agudas to ask your kasha from your new lab called Loisus Goy to do that, Yidarshim, the extra stuff? L'chura, you see it already in the Mishnah Psachim, from the Machayim B'Shan B'Sol, whether you're allowed to do Malacha the night before Pesach, Amalei. So Reish Lakish told him, I'll tell you why I didn't ask from there, because I don't think that's Agudas Agudas. Hasam Haraya, I'm a Malacha with the last lay. What's that Agudas Agudas? Some people are doing Malacha, some people are not doing Malacha. Shkayach, every day it's like that. Some people are working and some people aren't working. Why? Akasha Fameisa. Maybe he doesn't have any work. Maybe he's taking the day off. Maybe he's not in the mood. Whatever. But the point is that's always that way. So the fact that some people are doing Malacha, some people are not doing Malacha, we don't tehera Agudas Agudas. But when everyone is reading the Megillah, but some people are reading it on one day, and some people are reading it on another day, there already you see Agudas Agudas. So Frank the Gemara, so that was Reish Lakish's kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, that L'chayra, how could Megillah Nekras be Biral V'Yubez V'Gimel Yidal Tezvav L'chayra violates Leisus Koydu, and that's why Reish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, Dafka from the Mishnah Megillah that pays, and he didn't ask it from the Mishnah in Pesachim that deals with doing Melacha on Erev Pesach. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, I still hold you could have asked the kasha from somewhere else. You still didn't have to ask it from Megillah. There was another makar that you could have asked this kasha from. Where is that? But Beishami matir na tzaris lachen, u beis hillel oisrin. Beishami was mat the tzaris erva, beis hillel asked the tzaris erva. And again, we're assuming now that when Beishami was matir tzaris erva, they were bepoil mat the tzaris erva. If the tzaris erva fell yibun in Beishami's world, the halacha was, there was Yavam Yavay Allah. In Beis Sol's world, she had a din of an erva. We're assuming Beis Shammai did Beis Shammai, Beis Sol did Beis Sol. Isn't that a violation of Leisasu Agudas Agudas? Again, why are you asking from the Mishnah Megillah? You could have asked from the Machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Sol regarding Tzaras Erva. So the Gemara says, Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, and we're getting closer to the punchline, Mi Savris Asu Beis Shammai Kedivreyim. You really think that's what happened? You think Beis Shammai actually did what Beis Shammai did Lai Asu Beis Shammai Kedivreyim? They never did. And because they never did, I never asked from there. Because I never thought that there were two men hugging in Klai Yisrael, yet Tzaras Erva. serva, no tzara serva. I know there were two shittes intellectually, but tzvei minhagim, tzvei nihugim, that zichenat. Because it's poshit that Beis Shammai knew that the halacha was like Beis Hillel, and they were machnia themselves to the psak of Beis Hillel. In Lomdus, they argued, but lemaisa, lemaisa, it was never leisasa agudas agudas. What did Rabbi Yechanan hold? Rabbi Yechanan told Reish Lakish, if you hold the leisas gaida do, you shouldn't ask me from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yechanan held asu va'asu. No, they very, very much did it. They did it and they did it. It was asu va'asu. And that's where Rabbi Yechanan tied it to Reish Lakish, that l'chay Reish Lakish, why are you asking the question from Megillah on the Cross? You could have asked the machloikis, you could have asked the question from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Zok the Gemara, in other words, what emerges is, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan a kasha. His kasha was Megillah on the Cross, you have why is that noise going to do? Rabbi Yechanan told Reish Lakish, why are you asking from there? You're asking like from more of an obscure halacha. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the whole Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds one way, Beis Hillel holds another way. Glad we're picking Tzara's Erevah. But the point is that from the Chalitza Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that's a blatant contradiction to the concept of the Musig of Lois Eskaidado. Because if they were Makabal Lois Eskaidado, they would have had no choice but to sit down and be Machri and figure out who we're going to go like. But with an understanding, you can't have half of Chalitza Beis going one way, the other half of Chalitza Beis going another way. Why did Reish Lakish not ask that kasha? Because he held Beis Shammai Beis Hillel did do that. Rabbi Yechanan held they didn't do that. So really what emerges, a derivative machloikis between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it started with a nice question Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan, but what emerges is a blitz, a major shiloh, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, all these machloikis in. Did Beis Shammai do Beis Shammai Beis Hillel do Beis Hillel? Were there literally two different worlds? Or maybe there weren't two different worlds, which is a fascinating question, which segues us into this fascinating sugya. Zok the Gemara, this machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, is really beplugged to the Rav Shmuel. It's really machloikis Rav Shmuel. The Rav, Amar Rav, said, Lo Yasa Beis Shammai Ki Debrei, that Beis Shammai never followed their own shita. Beis Shmuel, Beis Shmuel said, Asu Va'asu. No, they did follow their shita. So, if it's machloikis Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, and it's machloikis Rav and Shmuel, you know it's a big time machloikis. These are the gedoyle Amiram. Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish in Eretz Yisrael, Rav and Shmuel in the same exact kufa in Bavel, these are the gedoyle Yoilam. They're all discussing this shaila. So the Gemara says like this, I don't understand this whole machlokes. They did follow their ways, they didn't follow their ways. Amos, when exactly are we debating whether or not Beis Shammai followed Beis Shammai or Beis Shammai was machriel la Beis Hillel? Now, a little bit of history. The Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that for years Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argued, Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kemaisenu, the Halalu Oimrim Halacha Kemaisenu. They mamish went back and forth. Until finally a Basko had to emerge from heaven and be machriya the shayla. What did the Basko say? Elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim f'malochi kibes hil. Be'ez Hashem will have about 5 raid bites on today's daf, another 5 on tomorrow's daf. This is something that we've talked a lot about over the years. Be'ez Hashem discussing the machleiks b'shayim Beis Hillel, the Basko, etc., etc. But the bottom line is there was a Basko that was machriya that the loch was like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, this machleik is amirom. When did this happen? Did it happen before the Basko? My time in the Manda Amada Yasu. What would be pshat in the Manda Amada that held that Beis Shammai didn't follow Beis Shammai? Like, mechat taste Beis Shammai would have came around to Beis Hillel. I don't know. Like, why is the halacha like you? Why are you assuming Beis Shammai should follow Beis Hillel? Maybe Beis Hillel should follow Beis Shammai, even if you hold the voice, it's good to do. But like, why would you assume that? Elacha Beis Basko. Elamai was lacha Basko. My time in the Manda Amada Yasu. How could anybody hold that after the Basko, Beis Shammai would have continued to do Beis Shammai? What, Beis Shammai didn't hold the Baskel? So the Gemara says, Iba Yisem Mekoy the Baskel, Iba Yisem Melacha Baskel. You can learn the Machlekes from Yechon, Reish Lakish, and Rav Shmuel before the Baskel. You can make it work Lacha the Baskel also. Iba Yisem Mekoy the Baskel. You can say it's before the Baskel. Koy the Beis Hillel Ruba. Beis Hillel was derived. The Mandamah Yasu, the Mandamah that says that Beis Shammai didn't follow Beis Shammai. They went like Beis Hillel even before the Baskel, the Beis Hillel Ruba. They understood Beis Hillel was derived. And because they understood Beis Hillel was derived, they went like Beis Hillel. Mandamah Asu, the Mandamah that says that they did follow their own Shita. Who was that? That was Rabbi Yechanan. That was Shmuel, because they held kiyos in the Basar Ruba Hecha Dechi Adadi. That, when do you go Basarayv? That's when all things are equal. So in quantity, you have more on one side of the equation, one side of the ledger, you go Basarayv. But Beis Shammai Mechadad Itfe. Beis Shammai was much sharper than Beis Hillel. And because they were much sharper than Beis Hillel, there was no Rayv. In the world of the raid bites, Beis Shammai was Rayv Ha'echos. So even though it's true Beis Hillel was Rayv Ha'kamos, they were quantity, but Beis Shammai was Rayv Ha'echos, they were quality. And this goes into quality versus quantity and halacha, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Beis Oitzer and all the raid that we spoke about and a Sefer Lekach Tov, etc., etc. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, therefore, it could be that even before the Baskel, You could hear a tzad why they would have followed their shita. You could hear a tzad why they would not have followed their shita. Iba yisem, or you could say la'achar baskel. Really, this machlekes was after the baskel mandam. The yosef mandam says that they didn't follow their own shita danafka baskel. There was a baskel mandam asu. The one that said they followed their shita, Rabbi Yeshua, it's because they held like Rabbi Yeshua. The amar ein mashkichem bebaskel, says the gemara mandam asu. Okay, so now let's come full circle. So we have a machlekes now. Whether they were asu or they weren't asu, meaning bishamay bisol arkit, bishamay followed their own shita, they now follow their own shita. I the baskel, so we the gemara just worked that out. But the bottom line is we have a shaila. So faith the gemara. At the end of the day, the mandama that says bishamay won like bishamay. Who was that? It was Rabbi Yochanan. Achlis Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. Rishlakish said bishamay followed bisol. Rabbi Yochanan said bishamay followed bisham. Achlis Rav and Shmuel. Rav said bishamay followed bisol. Shmuel said asu vaasu. Bishamay followed bishamay. So according to Rabbi Yochanan. In the Machlokes Rav Shlokish Rav Yochanan and Shmuel the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel who holds also Karina Kam Loisus Goydedu Loisasu Agudas Agudas. What about Loisus Goydedu? So Amar Abaya. Abaya said you have to answer this kasha. It's a good kasha. Bishamay and Bisil seem to be violating Loisus Goydedu. They both are. The whole Klal Yisrael is violating Loisus Goydedu. So we have to figure this out. So Abaya said maybe Kiam Rina Loisus Goydedu. When you say Loisus Goydedu, go and Shdei Bati Dinam Beirachas. That's if you have two Bati Dinam that are living in the same city. Halalu Meirik Divri Bishamay Halalu Meirik Divri Bisil. So one Bezin would say one way, one Bezin would say the other way would be a problem. Shdei Bati Dinam Shdei Ayaris. But if you have two Bati Dinam in two different cities, last time. Over there, it's not going to be a problem. And Bisham and Bisil were in two cities, and because they were in two cities, it wasn't Loisus Goydedu. Only Rava said it's not true. But Bisham and Bisil didn't necessarily live in two cities. They all live together. So if they all live together, so Lachura it's Loisus Goydedu. Alamai Rava. So Rava said a different thing. Skiyam Rina Loisus Goydedu. When do you say Loisus Goydedu? Kain Bezdin Beir Achas. One Bezdin in one city. Plag Marin Kedivir Bishamai. Uplag Marin Kedivir Bisil. Half a Bezdin goes like Bishamai. Half a Bezdin goes like Bisil. Over there, there's a problem. Avol Shtei Bati Dinam Beir Achas. But if you have two Bate Dinim that are in the same city, last number, it's not going to be a problem. Bisham and Bisil were never one Bezdin. They were always two Bate Dinim. And because they were two Bate Dinim, even though they were in the same city, it wasn't a problem of Loisus Goydedu. Zok Gemara Tashma. Let's see if we can prove this Shaila from somewhere else. Which Shaila? The Shaila, whether Bishamay followed Bishamay or Bishamay went like Bisil. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokes Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Kim Koymish Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer lived, Hayukarsim Eitzim, they would chop wood on Shabbos. Last place Bechamim to make coals, to make metal. The Shabbos. Last place Barzel to make metal. Bim Koymish Rabbi Yisai Aglili, where Rabbi Yisai Aglili lived, Hayoichlam Basar Oif Bechalav. They would eat Basar Oif. They would eat chicken together with milk. So what does this mean? This Bryce is discussing two very controversial shitas, two das yachas in Shas. One is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, and the other is the shita of Rabbi Yisai Aglili in the world of Basav Chalav. The halach is Milo's Deicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Milo are not Deicha Shabbos. So you could do the actual Bris Milo on Shabbos, even though doing Bris Milo violates Shabbos technically. But to prepare for Milo on Shabbos, to cut wood, to make metal, so that you'll have a knife, so you'll be able to do the Bris Milo, that's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that just like Milo's Deicha Shabbos, Machshirei Milo's Deicha Shabbos as well. It's the first shita's Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, hence the name Rabbi Eliezer de Milo. But the bottom line is that shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosef Aglili has a chiddush in the world of Basar V'Chalav that the only time Basar V'Chalav is Asar is if the Basar is behemoth flesh. It has to be from a behemoth. But if it's from an oif, if it's chicken, for example, you're allowed to eat together with milk. We don't passing like Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, and we don't passing like Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Stating that, the Braisa says, where Rabbi Eliezer lived, how you curse and ate him, last is pchamim, last is barzel b'shabbos. Where Rabbi Yosi Aglili lived, Hayo Oichlam Basar Oif Bechalav. So the Gemara says like this: Bim Koymish Rabbi Eliezer in Bim Koymish Rabbi Akiva Loi. It sounds like only Rabbi Eliezer lived, they used to do this. But Rabbi Akiva lived, they didn't do this. Why? The Tanya went into the Raisa column, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the following: Komalach Shev Shalas Eisim Erev Shabbos. Any melacha that you're able to do on Erev Shabbos in a Deichas HaShabbos is not going to be Deichas HaShabbos. Right? Meaning Rabbi Eliezer is a Das Yachid. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds you could do this, but no one agreed with him. And still you see Bim Koymish Rabbi Eliezer, they did. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So what do you see from here? You see that, number one, that the chevra from Beishamai followed Beishamai, but also, l'chur, you see from here, there's no problem of Loisus Goydedu. Why you see there's no problem of Loisus Goydedu? Because you see, clearly, that they did what they did. So the Gemara says, v'haymai tyufta. What does this have to do with Loisus Goydedu? Mekoymus mekoymushani. Didn't we say that it's poshit in two different places, it would be fine? So over here, it was two different places. It's been Koimesh or Rabbi Eliezer. So if it's been Koimesh or Rabbi Eliezer, what's the Toshma? What does it have to do with our sugya? So the Gemara says, what was even the Havamino? So the Gemara says, I would have thought, I would have thought that being that this is Shabbos, so Shabbos is so chomor that even two Koimesh is Kemachem Echadami. What would be that Havamino? The Havamino is because, again, what's Loisis going to do? Rashi says, the Nirikinoyagin based Tyrus. It looks like it's two Tyrus. Shabbos is such an inyan that even in two places, if people are going to be treating Shabbos differently, that's in and of itself powerful enough for it to be nirikishtei tayrus. But the bottom line is, I would have thought mishum chumer de Shabbos, even in two mekaymes, as it relates to leisus koyd, you should look at it as kamakam echad, kamash malon, that's not going to be the case. There's one taisus that we've spoken about once in the past, and that is small taisus, dibra maskul, bim koymoy shal rabbi Eliezer. Taisus says, they used to go out of their way to fulfill the shnit of Rabbi Eliezer, which is a fascinating thing. Bring you a right, Rabbi Avo, when he used to be in the town of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, have a metaltal shraga, he would carry a shraga, a candelabra. So we're talking about ner that was lit in the beginning of Shabbos, and then it extinguished on Shabbos. And it's a shiloh whether that ner is muktzah now, it's not muktzah. So think of the actual lamp. There was a candle in the beginning of Shabbos. The beginning of Shabbos was zicha muktzah. Now that it was extinguished, the shiloh is still muktzah now. Rashi says that whether it's muktzah is totally in the machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, how far muktzah goes. Rav Shimon is less like muktzah, Rav Yehuda is this like muktzah, say the moed. But the bottom line is it's totally in that machlekes. So the Gemara says, Rav Avo, when he was in Rav Yeshua ben Levi's shtot, he was metaltel shraga. He would carry it, he was metal. He was of the opinion that there's no problem with muktzah. But when he came to Rabbi Yochanan, he wouldn't carry it. But what do you see from here? That when he was by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he followed what Rabbi Shua ben Levi did. He was metalta shraga, because that's apparently what Rabbi Shua ben Levi did. When he was by Rabbi Yochanan, he followed Rabbi Yochanan did. He was loy metalta shraga. Sounds like Rabbi Yochanan was a metalta shraga. So you see, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan have two different piskei halacha. It's loy siskoy to do. So the Gemara says again, behind my kushu, what kind of question is this? I thought we established already that loy siskoy to do in two mekaymes is not a problem. Right, what do we say? The only time there's loy siskoy is you have one bez, then half bez and does this way, half bez and does that way. But otherwise, it's never loy siskoy to do. So the Gemara says, v'loy amrina, didn't we already say mekaymes shani? So the Gemara says, anan hachi kamrina. The Gemara's kasha is like this. Rabbi Avo himself, hechi avid, hacha, hachi ve Hechi Ovid Hacha Hachi. The question is not how in the Makom of Rabbi Shimon, maybe they can do one way, Rabbi Yochanan can do another way. The question is if there's something called Leisus Koyd, do one person should not be able to sometimes do this way and sometimes do that way. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shimon, maybe severely. Lo Yilam, it's not Shrek. You know why? Because really, Rabbi Avo held, like Rabbi Shimon, maybe that it's Mutal Taltal Shrogo. When it came to Rabbi Yochanan, Beshev Al Taisen, they have a Metaltal. He just didn't do it. You have to be metaltal shraga? No. So he just didn't do it. And the reason he didn't do it is Mishum Kvayda Rabbi Eichanan, out of covet to Rabbi Eichanan. But because he didn't do it, Mishum Kvayda Rabbi Eichanan. But the point is, you don't see from here any violation of Loisus Koyd. They'll grab them, Mishum Kvayda Rabbi Eichanan, refrain from doing it. But there's no kumvase of Loisus Koyd, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Fitting more of Ikka Shama. Why wasn't he worried that the Shama, his Gaba, was going to see what he did, and his Gaba was going to think, oh, sometimes I could do one way, sometimes I could do another way, and the Gaba is going to end up thinking that there's no problem of Leisus Koyd. I mean, Abavo had a cheshbon, but the Gaba doesn't know his cheshbon. So the Gemara says, no, the Maitel of the Shama, he let him know what his cheshbon was. And for that reason, that wasn't a problem. Zok the Gemara Toshma. So again, we have a Shaila, Machlekes Amayra, Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish Rabban Shmuel, with a Beishamai. We're talking about Tzara Sarah, but really it's Negei, all the Beishamais. Did they go with their own Shita? Or did they understand that Talach was like Basil, and as a result they followed Basil? Now, wasn't there a Baskel? Maybe they held Emashkich in the Baskel. Maybe this was all before the Baskel. If it was before the Baskel, what would even be the Tzatik like Basil? Basil was always the Raif. So you would think, Achiram Lahatos. What's the Tzad not? They were Raif Echos. But the bottom line is, this is the Shaila. The Shaila was, did they do their own thing, or did they follow Basil? Zok to Gemara, L'chayr, it's enough in the Mishnah. It's enough in the Mishnah. Toshma. Our Mishnah. And that's why we're talking about this now. Even though they were Oyser and they were Matar. Beishamai, Beisila had no problem marrying within each other. I mean, they didn't care about the fact that they treated the halachas of Tzara's Erva differently. Now, it's Kedai just to pause for 1 second and just stop and let's just see if we can cheshbon Baal Peh. What would be the terrible scenario that would happen if someone from Beis Hillel would marry into Beis Shammai, knowing Beis Shammai Shita regarding Tzara Serva, or if somebody from Beis Shammai would marry into Beis Hillel, knowing Beis Hillel Shita regarding Tzara Serva. The Avla from Beis Hillel to go to Beis Shammai is obvious. According to Beis Hillel, a Tzara Serva is an Eshazach Shalev Makam Mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, a Tzara Serva is a regular Yavam. Which means, if there would be a Yibum between the Yavam and the Tzara Serva, according to Beis Shammai, they were Makam Mitzvah. The children that they have are all going to be Ksher. According to Beis Hillel, there's going to be a Yibum between the Yavam and the Tzara Serva. It's going to be a Chayvei Krisos. All the children that are going to be born are going to be Mamzer. Which means, then, that if Beis Hillel is going to marry someone from Beis Shammai, without a good Gezinta Yichas brief, there's a good chance that maybe this Yid from Beis Hillel is marrying the Enokol of a Tzara Serva. And if that's the case, then this child's a Mamzer. So you can understand why Beis Hillel would be very, very hesitant to pick up on a Shidduch from Beis Shammai. What would happen if someone from Beis Shammai picked up from someone from Beis Hillel? Where's the Avli going to be there? Beis Hillel was machmer in the halachas of Tzara Serva. So what would be the problem if Beis Shammai picked up from Beis Hillel? The problem would be, because if a Tzara Serva falls the Yibum, according to Beis Shammai, she's a Yavam al-Ashok. So if she's a Yavam al-Ashok, she needs either Yibum or Chalitza. Otherwise, she's not allowed to get married. According to Beis Hillel, there's no Zika, there's no Nefila l'Yibum. So if that's the case, she's Muteris l'Ashok. So if Beis Shammai is going to marry someone from Beis Hillel, it could be they're going to marry a Yavam al-Ashok or an Enochel from a Yavam al-Ashok, which could also be an issue. But the bottom line is, Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, meaning, if you're a Beis Hillel Yid, and you're getting rid of Shidduch from Beis Shammai, you might be marrying a Mamzer. And if you're a Beis Shammai Yid, that's being rid of Shidduch from Beis Hillel, you have to be concerned that maybe there was a violation of Leisniya Eshes HaMeis HaChutz HaLishza. The Maisa, the Mishnah said they didn't care. There was no problem. So the Gemara Cheshbet, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that at the end of the day, even though there was Machlevis in Bishamim Beis Hillel, Abba Lamais, Bishamim followed Beis Hillel, so that Mishamachle Nimnu, I understand why they didn't have a problem. But if you're going to tell me that Bishamim did Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel did Beis Hillel, how in the world were they able to marry each other? And the Gemara goes, Bishlam, Bishamim Beis Hillel, Nimnu. I could understand why someone from Bishamim would have had no problem picking up on a Shidduch for someone from Beis Hillel, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen? You're going to marry, you're going to do a Shidduch, you're going to find that the Zayda married a Yavama Lashok. The Baba was a Yavama, and she never got Yibam Machalitza. Bnei Chayvi Lavin, what's the grace of Avlo? It's not a big problem. And because it's not a big problem, therefore they didn't mind. Ela Beisul, mi Beis Shammai, amailoi nimnu. But how is a Yid from Beisul allowed to marry a descendant from Beis Shammai? Bnei Chayvi Krisos. There's a chance that the Baba of this Chusin, Chasan Danan, is a Tzurazarva. And if that's the case, the kids are Mamzer. Mamzer, nino. Mordig Akasha. So Faith the Gemara, how is it possible that the Yid from Beisul had no problem doing a shidduch from Beis Shammai? How does he know he's not marrying a mamzer? Elamai, l'chur, it's a fester raya that loy also. But it's a pella then on the mandama that says also. Maybe there's an etzah. Maybe Beis Hillel holds that if a yavam does yibam with the tzara serva, the child is not going to be a mamzer. Because mamzeris doesn't come from chavi krisus. Now, where does mamzeris come from? Chavi Krisos, that's where Mzeiris comes from. There's a union between a man and a woman, and the relationship is such that they're Chayiv Karis for the Bia, the Loch is, Abisidah, a Vlad, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva has a Chiddush, even Chavi Lavin, but the Pashup Shad is a Mamzer comes from a Chavi Krisos. The Gemara says, maybe Bisil holds that there's no Mamzeris from Chavi Krisos. So the children of a Yavim and a Tzara Serva is not going to be a Mamzer. So Freik Rashi, if there's no Mamzeris from a Chavi Krisos, where does Mamzeris come from? So Rashi, B'lashoyne Yazov, Ela Michayvi Mises Besten. Maybe Bisil holds that the only time there's a halacha of Mamzeris is if it was a union of Chavi Mises Besten. But if it's a simple Chavi Krisos, not. But the Gemara says it can't be, because Vamar Rabbi Loz, Rabbi even though Bisham Bissel argued regarding Tsaris, Abba Moidan, they were Moida, Shein Mamzer Elamimisha, Isura Isir Erva Anushkaris. Now the Gemara Amid Beis is going to clarify what this all means, what exactly Rabbi Elazar is saying. So we'll save Rabbi Elazar for Amid Beis. But what we need from now is very simple. Even though there was Machay Bisham Bissel regarding Tsaris Erva, but they were Moida, that you want to know where Mamzeris comes from? Then it comes from Misha Isura Isir Erva, the Anushkaris. So Faith the Gemara, how could Bissel not have had a problem marrying the Beis Shammai? Elo Lashma. Beshamim the Loyasu. Must be they were Loyasu. Mar says Loy Loylam Asu. Loylam Beshamim maybe did like Beshamim. Like Rabbi Yochanan said Asu Vasu. And like Shmuel said Asu Vasu. I fixed that kasha. How then could Beisula married into Beshamim? Maybe they're marrying an Einikol of a Tzara Serva, which is a Mamzer. So the Gemara says the Moidulu Parshi. They would ask them. Meaning before they did a Shidduch, they would tell me, where's the Baba, the Zayda? So instead of just finding out if they had Chassidus Sheyichus, they would also want to find out whether or not there was no grandmother that was a Tzara Serva. Because if there was, then you're going to end up marrying a Mamzer. And the Gemara says, V'hachi Nami Mistabra. A proof to you that this is the way it went down. The Ketani Seifa, because the Mishnah had a Seifa. The Seifa said, Kol HaTayrus V'chol HaTmeh Shoy Eilu Matam V'Eilu Matam Lo Yinimnu Oysim Tayrus Eilu Agavi Eilu. Even though Bishami Bisol had different shitas when it came to the world of Tyrus, but at the same time, they had no problem exchanging kalim and food and all different things. Meaning, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that, ordinarily, a person is not allowed to borrow a keli in the world of Tumah V'Tayra from someone that's not Nizr and Kalim. That's when we learn the sugyas of Chavr and Amaretz and all these different halachas. So it's very sensitive who you take things from. Because if one person's Nizr and Tumah V'Tayra, the other person's not, it's going to be a big problem. Now, in the Talmidim of Beishamai, they were all Chavarim. They were all very Nizr and Tumah V'Tayra. Talmid of Beisul, they were also Chavarim. Oh, but they had a different Shulchan Aruch. So if they had a different Shulchan Aruch, what I consider Tumah V'Tayra, what you consider Tumah V'Tayra, is not the same Tumah V'Tayra. Yet, they had no problem borrowing from each other. So the Gemara says like this, and we're going to read the Gemara with Tosfos Girsa. Tosfos is Mahapech the Girsa from the Pash the Girsa and the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Iyam Rebishlami the Maidolu Bishlami, if you're going to tell me that they would notify each other, then Mishum Hachiloi Nimnu, I understand why they had no problem borrowing things from each other. Eli Amrit Olai Maidolu. But if you're going to tell me that, no, when the Mishnah says they would have no issues with Tumah V'Tayra, they just did it in a hefker dig away. They had no problem. Somewhere else is like this. Bishloima was going with Tosfos Girsa. Beisil mi Beishamai. Bishloima Beisil from Beishamai Loi Nimnu. Beisil didn't have a problem borrowing from Beishamai. The Tmeis de Beishamai. Le Beisilu. Tahiris Nino. Because what Beishamai considers to be Tomei, according to Beisil, is Gibitar. We know Beishamai is more machmer than Beisil. So I understand then why Beisil would have no problem taking something from Beishamai. Why? Because if Beishamai says it's mutter, it's mutter. Beishamai is so machmer, right? You go to the biggest machmer, and he tells you it's mutter. So if it's mutter, you know it's mutter. Elo, Beishamai mi Beisil, again, Tosfos Girsa, Lomoloi nimnu tairois, de Beisil, le Beishamai, tmeis ninu. Being that Beishamai is more machmer than Beisil, so if Beisil says his tar, might very well be tame, elo lav. Must be the Maidilu. They must have been my dear. Ashma mina. So if that's what went down as it relates to the Tumah V'Tayra, it's probably what happened regarding the Tzara Serva also. So my umma the hach meach. The Gemara says, I understand. You had a kasha on the Mishnah that says, Lo nimnu, they had no problem marrying each other. So the Gemara suggests to the Tarets, maybe they were my dear. Whereas I'll prove to you they were my dear. Because we see that by Tumah V'Tayra, they did the same thing. And there for sure they were my dear. You see more they were Maidia in the case of Tumah V'Tayra than they did in the case of Tzara Serva. Meaning, if you're insecure about the Svara of Maidilahu, then I don't know if you see it more in the Sefer. What do you see in the Sefer about Maidilahu more than you see in the Reishas? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what. Because Ma'al Detema really could be, we could have answered the question differently. Meaning, maybe the Olam I would tell you that even the Mandama that says Asu V'Asu held that Beisul had no problem marrying to Beishamai. Ah, you can ask me, Akasha, maybe you're marrying the Enikul of a Tzara Serva. So what's the Teretz? The Moidulu. I don't know if that's the Teretz. Maybe it has nothing to do with Moidulu. Maybe they were soymech on the fact that the child wasn't a Tzara Serva. And the reason is because Tzara Kola Isla. At the end of the day, a Tzara Serva has a coil. A whole Yibum has a coil. And a Tzara Serva Zicha has a coil. So because it has a coil, so you would have thought that's why they had no problem. But not because of Moidulu. Kamash Malan, the Sefer, Tumah V'Tayra, if a Kela becomes Tommy, that doesn't have a coil. That doesn't exactly make headlines. That's not breaking news. And as a result, it's not, must be that it was Moidulu. So if you see from the Sefer Maidul, you know that's the Teretz Nachlein to the Reish as well. That's how you know it's Maidulu. Meaning, you could have said another Teretz, so it's not Muchach, Maidulu, Kamashlon from the Sefer Maidulu, the Reish must be Maidulu. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that we have a Machlekes HaMeiroim, whether Beishamai fell Beishamai, or Beishamai actually came around like base. Hillel, fake the Gemara, grace the kasha. Two kashas. Number one, what happened to Leisus Goydidu? So the Gemara addressed Leisus Goydidu. Leisus Goydidu is only if it's one bezdin. Where half of the bezdin does one way, the other half of bezdin does the other way. But if it's two bati dinim, even be achas, that's not Leisus Goydidu. So bishamay falim bisham bisil falim bisil alze loy nema Leisus Goydidu. That has nothing to do with the lav Leisus Goydidu. That's not going to be an issue. There was another problem. If bishamay falim bisham bisil falim bisil, how could the Mishnah say loy nimnu bishamay milinasi le bisil? Lachur, you're having problems specifically. How could Beisil marry into Beis Shammai? How do you know you're not going to end up marrying the Enochel of a Tzara Serva, which is going to be an Eish Yisach Shloi B'Makam Mitzvah, which is a Mamzer? And on that, the Gemara says, the Moidu Lahu, that you'll have to say the Moidu, meaning if you hold that Loyosu, so then it's Pasha what the Mishnah is saying. You have to say Moidu Lahu. Beis Shammai never won like Beis Shammai. That's where they were able to marry each other. If you hold, however, Asu Va'asu, must be, it was Moidu. A little bit more Gemara. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Laz. Rabbi Laz said. And this is the Rabbi Loza that we had in Amud Aleph, that we said we would have in Amud Beis, and we said the Gemara would go through a little bit more thoroughly. This is that Gemara. So Rabbi Loza said, "Afu pishenechtu b'sham b'sol b'tzaris." Even though b'sham b'sol argued regarding tzaris, aba moidim that moidim she'in mamzer elu misha isuri iser erva. That as it relates to mamzeris, mamzeris only comes from iser erva. For onish karis and where there's an onish karis. So the Gemara says, man moidim. When we say moidim, who exactly do we mean our moidim? Ilem b'shamay l'besil, do we mean that b'shamay is moida to b'sil? So what does it sound like we're saying? That even though b'shamay holds that it's tzaras ervas muteres, which means that the yivama has to do yibum, which means that if the yivama doesn't do yibum, and she gets married, she's violating the loisase in the Torah of loisia eshes ameis achutza lishzar. Afal pikin, if she would have a child, moidim beishamai, beishamai is going to be moid, the child's not going to be a mamzer. All it is a b'nei chavi lavin. And other Rabbi Akiva, everyone holds that a b'nei chavi lavin akash. Elo beisil beishamai. Maybe what it means is beisil is moid to beishamai. Meaning, even though I hold that a tzaras erva is aser, which means that if the Yavam's Miyavim, the Tzaras Erva, he was Boil Eshesach Shloi B'Makam Mitzvah, Aber Mamzeris, that's only from Chayvi Krisus. It sounds like you're saying, the child's not a Mamzer, because Mamzeris is only from Chayvi Krisus. Faith, he goofed Chayvi Krisus, she is a Chayvi Krisus. The Mara says, Barbalaz must have meant was Loilam Beshamid Beisil. What we're saying is, Besham is telling Beisil that even though I hold she's Yavam Lashuk, but I'm Moid at the same time, that if there's a child that's born, it's not going to be a Mamzer, what would be the Havim be a Mamzer? Lafukib Rabbi Akiva, Dama Yesh Mamzer Mechavi Lavim, because there is a Shit Rabbi Akiva that holds his Mamzer Mechavi Lavim. Kumashmon, that's the Chiddish, that ain't Mamzer Mechavi Lavim, that really there's no Mamzer Mechavi Lavim.